Today's edition of the Derek Hunter Podcast is brought to you by Life Change Tea.
Why go to getthetea.com? Because this important news could change your life. Socrates made a statement saying that all disease starts in the gut. Take care of your gut, and well, the rest speaks for itself. Life Change Tea is a wonderful way to aid in your digestion. Brew it, steep it, drink it, and feel it go to work. We at Life Change Tea have been around for years helping people just like you feel better. Lots of testimonials and lots of happy people. Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Getthetea.com.
Alrighty. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to it. It is the Derek Hunter Podcast for the 7th of September 2021. Tuesday. Love these Monday off sort of scenarios. Tuesday, a short week. Welcome to it. I'm Derek Hunter. I am your Mr. Rourke for the next, I don't know, 45 minutes, maybe. It's not a lot going on in the world, to be honest with you, and I'm very tired, and I didn't pay any attention to the news all week, which, you know, sucks because I got to do radio today. But, hey, that's why I get paid the little bucks. We shall do it. Anyway, power through. That's my motto. You can email me, DerekAllenHunter@gmail.com. Don't forget about the Curse Program at patreon.com/DerekHunterPodcast. And don't forget to go to getthetea.com, getthetea.com, where they have the best life change, the only place for life change tea, the tea that will change your life for the better, for the better. You got to leave that in there. You make sure that people understand that it is for the better. All right. Don't forget promo code Derek at checkout, by the way, to get free fast shipping on all the great stuff they have there. And the tea that makes you go, cleans you out. You know the drill. Go there and check it out. And don't forget promo code Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at checkout for free fast shipping. Let's get on with the program, shall we? We got lots of things, of course. It's a three-day weekend, so there's lots of things going on. Joe Biden nests in Delaware. Get him out of the... Get him out of the capital. I'm fine with that. Get him out of the country. Well, he could do more damage over there. Just hermetically seal him somewhere. I really do believe he is one of those people you could drive nuts by putting him in a round room, telling him to find a penny in the corner. At least occupy a good 6 weeks with Joe. And he seems so greedy that he'd probably not give up. But it is insane. We've got new jobs numbers came out Friday. Not quite as good as everybody thought they would be. Allegedly. I stand by my belief that there are few people worse at their jobs of predicting things than economists. They just don't seem to know. Nobody ever goes, well, you never probably heard the sentence. They really nailed it, those economists. They got it right on the nose. They did a wonderful job. No, they were expecting 720,000 jobs. They got 235,000 jobs. Now, if you had been this wrong and this consistently wrong, you'd lose your job. And you'd frankly deserve to lose your job. But if you're an economist, it's all just predictions. It's just a crapshoot. I guess it's the same mentality that causes people to go back to keep buying lottery tickets every week. Like, well, I can't be wrong forever. Sooner or later, I got to get it right, right? Well, theoretically, in a long enough timeline, an infinite timeline, never ever ends, maybe you'd come up, but no, because the odds reset each single time of getting it wrong. But the 235,000 jobs created in the month when you're expecting almost 800,000 is a really, really big miss and a bad omen. Of course, I want to play CNN reporting on this because when you expect Fox, I could have got this audio of Fox Business reporting about how the numbers were bad, but you'd expect that. It wouldn't be a surprise. The numbers being reported by CNN talking about how it's a disappointment, that's something you don't hear every day. Now, by now, they've probably changed their tune and are right on there with, oh, it's all the Delta variant's fault, and boy, these numbers are really better than they seem. But when their initial reaction is always the truth, And then you go from there with CNN. So here's CNN's initial reaction to the jobs numbers.
And then in August, job growth slowed dramatically. Look at what the numbers look like. When you look in the numbers, you can see that 235,000 jobs were added back. That is a big miss. The consensus, John, was for more than 700,000. Even the whisper numbers of a disappointment were 400 or 500,000. So this is a disappointment.
A disappointment. Don't disappoint CNN. Don't you dare disappoint CNN. What's more telling is when you go inside the numbers. The numbers are even worse when you go through them individually, particularly for Black Americans. Not a good month. Black unemployment, the unemployment rate increased, while the overall unemployment rate decreased because of the stupid way that our government calculates the unemployment rate. Even with that stupid way our government calculates the unemployment rate, the Black unemployment rate increased. Increased. It went from 8.4% to 8.8%. Yeah. The unemployment rate for Black men increased to 9.1% and increased to 7.9% for Black women. Where is Joe Biden? He's Mr. Black People, I thought. I thought he's just exactly like, what's his face? Jerry Maguire. Mr. Black People, but no. The unemployment rate for Black teenagers, 16 to 19 year old, increased to 17.9% in August. Now, you'd expect that maybe in September, October, when going back to school, not in August. So something's going on here. And Joe Biden came out, of course, trying to spin. It's amazing how he's unavailable to talk about the Americans he's abandoned in Afghanistan. He's unavailable to talk about the southern border crisis that he's created. But when it comes to something that could further damage his poll numbers, something that he's trying to claim as his own, the economy, we're booming. Because realistically, the economy had nowhere to go but up. We'd shut off the economy. Turning back on the economy means it has nowhere to go but up. It's like turning off your garden hose. Your garden hose is turned off and you've got no water. Well, if you want water, you turn on the garden hose. Now you're going to start having some water and then eventually you can fill a pool or whatever you want. But the starting up, going from no water to some water, means the water's flowing and the rate of increase, since the economy is measured against itself in the previous month, in the previous quarter, in the previous year, it's pretty easy to envision a scenario where the economy is growing at 10%, 20%. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, because what it's being measured against was the economy with a boot kinking the hose. But even with that, Joe Biden's economy is sputtering. So he comes out and he has to find something to blame for it. And he blames, of course, the Delta variant. Yeah, the president spoke on Friday morning, come out, get in front of the news cycle. And then, by the way, he immediately ran off stage and didn't take any questions because he's a senile coward. But he came out and he blamed Delta for the bad jobs numbers. Listen to him do it.
There's no question the Delta variant is why today's job report isn't stronger. I know people were looking and I was hoping for a higher number. But next week, I'll lay out the next steps that we're going to need to combat the Delta variant to address some of those fears and concerns.
Why would anybody trust this idiot? There's no doubt whatsoever that the Delta variant is responsible for these job numbers, because the Delta variant's been around for like 3 months. Why didn't the Delta variant impact previous ones? You guys have been screaming about the Delta variant for 3 months now. And then all variants forever. Remember the double secret mutations and all that? Oh, they've been screaming about this for a very long time. Why now suddenly is it having an impact? Why are we supposed to believe that it's suddenly having an impact? Well, it's because they want you to. Now, I love it. Next week, I'm going to reveal my plans to address this. Wait, so you're saying, especially with the expectations of 750,000 jobs, you're saying that you have a plan to counteract. You didn't see this coming. You're completely blindsided by this. But don't worry, next week you'll have a plan to deal with this. We're supposed to believe you? I don't believe you. Why would we believe you? You were telling us it was going swimmingly, that it was great, that the economy was booming and jobs are coming back at a rate and blah, blah, blah. And by the way, they are jobs coming back. They're not new jobs being created. These are existing jobs coming back, which makes it even more pathetic that there are not more people going back to work. So, yeah, but don't worry. He's got a fix for it next week. Next week, he'll have a fix for it. Huh. If you've got the secret sauce, Joe, why make us wait? See, because part of the reason businesses are not hiring, businesses are not expanding, is that the government is seemingly always teetering on the edge of shutting everything down, because God knows they love that. But it's also the fact that Joe Biden has $3.5 trillion in a spending bill out there that he claims... They lie. There's not enough money to be able to get that kind of money. But they claim it's paid for by taxing corporations, by raising taxes on wealthy individuals. And of course, what defines wealthy remains to be seen. Business owners recognize that they're coming after them. So they are reluctant to hire new people because they, unlike government, have to try and live within a budget and try and plan ahead, whereas government just goes, let's go crazy. Let's get nuts. By the way, did anybody else notice that Joe Biden, when he was giving his Afghan victory speech, we totally didn't run away speech, when he was talking about the money involved, well, it's $300 billion or $30 billion, whatever it was a day, billions of dollars a day. That's how much we're spending. And you go, okay. So you want to get out because of that. That's all right. That's good. You know, be fiscally responsible. But you can't complain about $1 to $2 trillion spent over 20 years on defending this country from terrorists when you are proposing $5 trillion over 8 to 10 years in new spending on things that are just liberal fever dreams. Okay. You can disagree whether or not you thought that the war in Afghanistan served any purpose related to national security, but at least it was under the guise of that, whereas this $5 trillion he's trying to ram through is just under the, we've got the power, let's do this thing. We can, let's do this. We've got a whole bunch of our supporters who need to be paid off. Now, we won't be able to pay them off after next year, well, even next year, because if we start paying them off during an election year, people might not like that. But after next year, we definitely won't be able to pay them off, because there's really no way, aside from a massive cheating scam, that we hold on to Congress. So we need to pay off our friends now. Sorry, Joe, I don't trust your sincerity. I question your sincerity about your fiscal responsibility there, Joe. Call me old-fashioned. But this is the president of the United States. It's all Delta's fault. Delta's been around a while. Don't worry, I've got a plan to fix this. You didn't see it coming at all. Maybe use your intuition, your insights, your wonderful soothsaying abilities to have predicted these sorts of things. And maybe if you do believe that it is Delta that's causing this, even though it's not, but if you do, then maybe you want to tone down some of the rhetoric, because while more cases have been discovered, found, related of COVID, the deaths haven't really correspondingly increased dramatically. So maybe you want to give people some perspective about this. Be careful, but the sky isn't falling. Don't be Chicken Little. Don't be Chicken Anything. Try and be a leader. Try to be an adult. But you're Joe Biden. It's too late for that. And he's going to spend his time chasing shiny objects. He's probably right now sifting through the sand with one of those metal detectors, completely oblivious to what's going on around him because, well, why would his vacation be any different than his work day? Don't worry, though. He's Johnny on the spot. He's got this all figured out. God help us. You know, people who voted for this, who are acting surprised, well, what's going on? I can't believe he was so incompetent in Iraq or in Afghanistan. I can't believe the economy is not doing as well. Literally, you had to do nothing. You do nothing and the economy is going to start coming back. It's that simple. You do nothing in the, and it's going to be roaring back. It's going to be record numbers that, again, it's like sitting still and then running and then comparing your speed and saying, you know, I have increased my speed 10,000 fold. Okay, yeah, but you were sitting still and now you're running. That's, you were even just sauntering casually and then you're running. Of course, you're going to increase. That's how the economy is measured. They cook the books. They create the unit of measure, the people in power. So, of course, they always find a way to make them look as good as possible. And the numbers are so bad in a situation where the numbers almost couldn't be anything but good. The numbers are so bad that Joe Biden had to come out and lie and say, well, it's Delta. And I'm surprised he didn't blame Delta Burke. Somebody puts that thought in his head. Maybe he'll get stuck on that one. But he's got a plan. Don't worry about it. Enjoy the weekend. I'm going to the beach. And next week, somebody will put words into this teleprompter that will tell me what it is that I'm supposed to tell you to make sure that you start to believe, hopefully, that I'm not an incompetent boob. God help us all. God help the economy. I tell you, though, about these numbers, I suspect that we will not hear a whole lot about the black unemployment rate, because the overall unemployment rate went down like 0.2%. That's what they'll hang their hat on. Oh, we're doing it. We're doing great. Yeah, but what about your most loyal voter base there, Democrats? Yeah, well, I mean, where are they going to go? Let's just be honest. That's what the attitude is. And they won't say it. But let's be honest about what the attitude is. Hey, you're celebrating that unemployment went down, yet black unemployment went up by, you know, 0.4%. 9.1% for black men, 7.9% for black women. That's not good. And what are you going to do? And Joe says, well, we'll come up with a plan. Don't worry about that. We're not going to let that ruin our beach plans for the weekend. Where are black people going to go anyway? So what are you going to do? They never say it, but you know that's what they're thinking. You know that's what they talk about behind closed doors. They're like, yeah, well, we really got to address black crime and black unemployment, the black neighborhoods, the schools and the black neighborhoods are really... And they just kind of go, no, we don't have to do that. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? Vote for Republicans, please. Come on. Let's go golfing. We'll come up with a couple of good lines in a speech that I can read off the teleprompter that shows how concerned I am about the issue, whatever it was you guys were just saying. And then let's go golfing. And we'll deliver that speech next week. Don't worry. It's always next week. It's always tomorrow. The tomorrow never comes. It's so weird when Democrats are in charge. They have all of this, all these opportunities, all these options, all these ideas, all these fixes for everything, for everything. Just like here, living here in Maryland, I remember when, Anthony Brown was the lieutenant governor under Tommy Carchetti, Martin O'Malley. And he was a lieutenant governor for 8 years. And he's running for governor, and what was he saying? I've got a plan that's going to make the economy boom. I got a plan to fix this, that, and the other thing. All the problems that you have a problem with, everything you don't like, I've got a plan to fix it. Don't worry. Elect me, and I will institute this plan. And a rational person would sit there and go, well, if you got this secret plan, why don't you walk down the hall and give it to the governor? Is your concern for the people suffering in the state contingent upon those people electing you? If you've got this wonderful plan, because they never give the specifics, we've got a plan, here's what I'll do if elected. I will spur job growth, and I will make, you know, wages go up, and we're going to really improve the quality of everybody's life. How? Look, you've got to elect me to find out. Well, if you've got this secret, pretty much put the plan out there, and if we look at it and go, oh my God, that's it. He's just solved the problem. He's cracked the code. This will stimulate the economy and make everybody's life better. They're not going to go, but we're going to elect the other guy who doesn't have this plan, who insists that this plan is wrong. We're going to vote for that guy. But thanks for the plan. We're going to definitely keep this one in our pocket for when we really get serious about wanting to be economically successful. But otherwise, we're just going to go with the other guy. No, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that the voters, even dumb voters, would go, well, that solves the problem. Let's vote for the person who solves the problem, right? But they never reveal that plan. It's almost like they're lying. I know that's perhaps too cynical, but it is almost like they are lying and have been lying and lie all the time. And again, I'm getting far too cynical for that. It just, that's not cool. And I should apologize to everybody, particularly small children and woodland creatures, for being so cynical. But that's the reality, ladies and gentlemen. That's the reality. So while the Biden administration is running around going, hey, man, these jobs numbers are, you know, they're good. They're real good, but not as good as we expected. But that's, it's all because of somebody else's fault. It's all somebody else's, you know. Yeah. I guess the one area where the job growth wasn't as great as one might have expected would be in the rescue and evacuation of Afghanistan field. But no. They didn't want to talk about that. So while Joe's out there going this, that, and the other thing, Ginger Goebbels is out there trying to spin Joe's anger or whatever into talking about this abortion bill down in Texas, this new abortion law that the Supreme Court let stand because nobody's, there's nothing to challenge yet. And the left is like, well, this is, it's gutting Roe v. Wade. It's absolutely gutted Roe. Roe v. Wade is done. Even Ginger Goebbels was like lecturing some male reporter from a Catholic outlet going, yeah, you're not a, you haven't been pregnant. You can't get pregnant. Don't talk about it. You don't really have any room to talk about it, which I found personally wildly transphobic. You don't know. Birthing people have penises. I've been told this. I've seen it in college literature. I have seen it in popular culture. I have been threatened on social media for stating that my mistaken belief that only biological women can get pregnant. That's just wrong. It's just wrong across the board. Magazine covers, music videos, award ceremonies have all been dedicated to the idea that a baby can spring forth from anybody and that gender is irrelevant. Although if you're a dude, that's, if you thought passing a stone was bad, look out. But that's, you definitely want to go with the C-section if you're a guy. Just, I don't plan on personally becoming pregnant anytime soon, but if I were to become pregnant, C-section, no question. Not even. Probably a couple of weeks early, so there isn't even the prospect of the other happening. But yeah, Ginger Goebbels like told this guy, basically, you shut up. You don't know you got to learn your place. You're a man. You don't get to have a say in this at all. But men have babies all the time, we're told. Men have babies all the time. I didn't realize that Ginger Goebbels was so transphobic. Makes me like her even more. But another one, another doozy of a question, because I assume you've heard that clip by now. It's been played to death. It was the most absurd thing perhaps ever to take place in that White House press briefing room once Jim Acosta left. But also in that press briefing room, Ed O'Keefe of CBS News asked Ginger Goebbels what advice Joe Biden would give a woman living in Texas who now wants or needs an abortion. Like, wants or needs an abortion. I don't want an abortion, but I need an abortion. And Ginger Goebbels, again, she actually does kind of say, well, he's a man, so he wouldn't tell anybody anything about anything, because that's not the way it goes. But he would say something along these lines. It's so damned stupid. Just listen to this exchange.
What advice would the president give to a woman in Texas right now who wants or needs to get an abortion?
What the president would convey to any woman who is trying to get an abortion, seek an abortion, be able to employ her constitutional right to seek health, care and health care that is enshrined and allowed by federal law. What he would convey to them, I don't think he's going to be giving medical advice, A. That's not the role of any president, he would say. But I would say he would convey to them, I have asked my team to use every lever at their disposal to ensure you have this right.
He would tell her, don't worry, I have dispatched every advisor I have to make sure that you kill that baby. Don't worry. And if need be, we will dispatch a team of ninja assassins that will get that child at least by the third grade. So there's no way that kid sees fourth grade. The mechanisms will have been set in place. Depends on how squirrely your kid is. But, you know, we usually get him by first grade. But if some of them are a little squirrely, you can get them by the fourth grade for sure. Don't worry. We'll kill that kid. Calm down. Don't worry. I do love the fact that Ginger Goebbels gets very excitable about the prospect of constitutional rights, right? He'd say it's an outrage that somebody would dare even mess with infringing even the prospect of looking sideways at one constitutional right, something so sacred and so fundamentally and easily and explicitly spelled out in the Constitution, like abortion, which isn't anywhere found in the Constitution. Now, you take that logic and that attitude and you apply it to the Second Amendment. Hell, you apply it to the First Amendment, and they're starting to go after that one, too. But it really sticks out when you go after the Second Amendment. Yeah, Ginger Goebbels, Joe Biden, nobody in this White House, hell, nobody in this press corps would even notice the contradiction, would ever say, well, wait a second, if you're so very vehemently upset over the slightest of infringements on what you deemed, what the Supreme Court deemed to be a constitutional right, of abortion, then why are you doing a full frontal assault on the much more unambiguous, in fact, completely unambiguous, right to keep and bear arms as spelled out in the Second Amendment? Do you see a disconnect there at all, Ginger Goebbels? Of course, her answer would be no, they don't. And of course, she'll never get asked that question anyway. So it's a bit absurd to even bring it up, but it's worth noting that there is this disconnect. They are very, very concerned about this. If you are being fired from your job because of something you tweeted 10 years ago, they're not interested in that because the odds are it was offensive and will offend one of their interest groups. If you are being chased and hunted down by the left-wing goon squad for whatever reason, if you're being attacked by Antifa, they don't give a damn. They don't talk about it. But boy, howdy, if you say, you know what, I've measured the curb outside the abortion clinic, and do you know that it is 1/4 of an inch higher in front of the abortion clinic than it is down at the Sunoco? That not only means that, of course, big oil gets better treatment from big curb than women do, but that means that women are expected to take a step up higher than somebody trying to get a horrible pollutant like gasoline into their car and kill us all. This is wrong. This is an injustice. And I think that we need not only legislation, but a class action lawsuit to remedy this situation. Meanwhile, Antifa is beating holy hell out of some small business owner between there and the gas station. And the leftists just go, well, you know, it's an open dialogue. What are you going to do? Some people just disagree, and you're allowed in this country to disagree until we beat you into submission. Yeah, a little bit of a disconnect there. Just a little bit of a disconnect there. We got to talk about this breaking story broke Friday. Man, headline from Politico. Arizona man who wore horns in riot pleads guilty to felony. Ooh, he wore horns. Yeah, no, he's obviously got, there's something not right about him. He's covered in tattoos, weird tattoos. One of them looks like either a Klingon bird of prey or the Star Wars rebel symbol, not really sure, can't tell, don't want to know. But he's going to jail. Then an Arizona man who sported face paint, no shirt, and a furry hat with horns when he joined in the mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, pleaded guilty Friday to a felony charge and wants to be released from jail while he awaits sentencing. So he's been held ever since. Jacob Chansley, who was widely photographed in the Senate chamber with a flagpole topped with a spear. Yeah, flagpole topped with a spear. There's a pointy thing at the top of it. I'm not sure it was a spear. In any event, he didn't spear anybody with it, but they got to throw that in there to make it seem as though he was dangerous. Could face 41 to 51 months in prison under sentencing guidelines, prosecutors said. The man who called himself QAnon Shaman has been jailed for nearly 8 months since his arrest. My God. Did you feel safe for the last 8 months? Did you know that you were safe the last 8 months? Before entering the plea, Chansley was found by a judge to be mentally competent after having been transferred to a Colorado facility for a mental health evaluation. U.S. District Court Judge Royce Lamberth is considering Chansley's request to be released from jail, where he awaits sentencing, which is set for November 17th. He's been in jail since January, but now he's waiting until he wants to get out for 2 months. Chansley was among the first wave of pro-Trump rioters to force its way into the Capitol building. He yelled into a bullhorn as officers tried to control the crowd, posed for photos, profanely referred to then-Vice President Mike Pence as a traitor while in the Senate. Oh. He wrote a note to Pence saying, quote, "It's only a matter of time. Justice is coming," end quote. He also made social media posts in November in which he promoted hanging for traitors. So he's going to jail. Now, what? I'm trying to figure out what exactly he did. I mean, I know what he did, but what he's pleading guilty to. The image of Chansley with his face painted like the American flag, wearing a bearskin headdress, and looking like if he were howling was one of the first striking images to emerge from the riot. Chansley is among the roughly 600 people charged in the riot that forced lawmakers into hiding. Yes, fortunately, they came back a couple hours later. As they were meeting to certify President Joe Biden's Electoral College victory, 50 others have pleaded guilty, mostly to misdemeanor charges of demonstrating in the Capitol. Only one defendant who pleaded guilty to a felony charge has received their punishment so far. Paul Hodgkins. It's almost like close to James Hodgkinson, the Bernie bro who tried to murder Republicans, but they don't talk about him anymore. A crane operator from Florida who breached the U.S. Capitol chamber carrying a Trump campaign flag was sentenced in July to 8 months in prison after pleading guilty to obstructing an official proceeding. How many leftists have attended hearings and been screaming uncontrollably every 5 minutes about awful this and awful that? That's obstructing official proceedings. None have been charged that I know of. Chansley's lawyer said his client has since repudiated the QAnon movement and asked that there be no references to his past affiliations with the movement. The man had long been a fixture at Trump rallies. 2 months before the riot, he appeared in costume and carried a QAnon sign at a protest. We're nearing the end of the story. He's pleading guilty to what? To what? This story doesn't actually say what he's pleading guilty to. What did he do? He could face 41 to 51 months under sentencing guidelines. Okay, for what? For what? He wasn't violent. So he can't be charged with that. So is it trespassing? Is it interfering with official proceedings? Is that part of it? This story actually does not say. It's an amazing bit of journalism. They don't bother to tell you what he's pleading guilty to and what he could face several years in prison for. So you have to assume, because he wasn't, like I said, he wasn't violent. He didn't hurt anybody. He's just a little weirdo. Chansley twice quit eating while in jail and lost 20 pounds until authorities gave him organic food. Sounds perfectly sane and rational to me, don't you think? No, he'd see. By the but the judge, Watkins said his characteristic of the spear Chansley carried as an ornament, disputed that his client's note to Pence was threatening and claimed that Chansley was in the third wave of rioters into the Capitol. But the judge said video shows Chansley, who entered the Capitol through a doorway as rioters smashed nearby windows, quite literally spearheaded the rush into the building. So he went in through a door. He went in through a door. Now, why haven't we seen this video? None of this makes any sense. All of it stinks to high heaven. But I find it bizarre. I'm looking at this story, and I am dumbfounded that you do not find what he is pleading guilty to. It's just that an Arizona man will plead, on January 6th, pleaded guilty Friday to a felony charge and wants to be released. He pleaded to a felony. Oh, so you just can be charged with, we charge you with a felony? We charge you with committing a felony? You have committed a felony. Therefore, you're going to jail for several years? Does that seem a little bit much to anybody but me? Speaking of seeming like a little bit much, you just want to demonstrate how awful our media is. And good Lord, they are awful. The USA Today, the nation's hotel doormat, they have a fact checker named Daniel Funke. F-U-N-K-E. He wrote up, because the big controversy, Joe Biden was caught something like 13 times, 11 to 13 times, checking his watch at the, I don't know if it's officially called a dignified transfer, or they just kept calling it a dignified transfer to make it sound more important that Biden was there or whatever, or making sure that it was dignified. But at the body's arrival back at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware from the terror attack that Joe Biden sort of enabled to happen, he kept checking his watch. And the families were getting ticked off. I mean, you could see it on camera. Dude's checking his wrist, checking his, like, is this thing over yet? How long do I have to pretend to care about this crap? I've got Super Mario Kart to play. Well, the left tried to claim that he didn't actually, wasn't checking his watch. That's horrible. Why would you even say that? That is just wrong to say he was checking his watch. And the USA Today fact checker fact checked that. Their headline, fact check, Biden honored service members killed in Kabul. Now, there's more to that headline, but I have to save that because I give it away if you don't. The guy who wrote it, Daniel Funke, tweeted out originally, new fact check, colon, a viral photo makes it look like President Biden checked his watch during a ceremony honoring U.S. service members killed in Kabul. But that's misleading. That's misleading, he says. Now he's got it. He got another tweet right after that. The way Biden honored the 11 caskets presented at Dover Air Force Base on Sunday was similar to how Trump paid respects to fallen service members during his presidency. Okay, what is Trump? Trump is either a monster or he's not a monster. You can't use him as a deflector shield against criticism of Democrats. Then Daniel Funke says, Biden checked his watch, but he did so after the ceremony had ended. Watch the whole video for yourself. And he's got a link to the C-SPAN video of the ceremony. Watch the whole video of yourself. Now there's a new correction. I'm going to read you what the headline actually is now, because the headline has been changed. The headline now reads in total, fact check, colon, Biden honored service members killed in Kabul, checked watch during ceremony. Now, if you're fact-checking something that actually happened, why do you need to fact-check? What's the correction? What's the thing? What's going on here? Well, here's the correction before you get to the exceedingly long piece for the USA Today. The correction reads, corrections and clarifications. This story was updated on September 2nd to note that Biden checked his watch multiple times at the dignified transfer event, including during the ceremony itself. The rating on this claim has been changed from partly false to missing context. Now, how in the hell do you correct? Oh, it's missing context. It's false. It's partially false. This didn't happen. This didn't happen. Oh, wait, it did happen. So now it's not true. It's missing context. Does that make sense to anybody? No, it shouldn't make any sense to you. If that makes sense to you, seek medical attention immediately. There's something going on in your brain that requires maybe surgery, certainly a life-saving procedure of some sort. It might be oxygen deprivation. I don't want to judge. I'm not a medical professional, but seek one out. Because if that makes sense to you, there's something going on that you need to be taken care of. Down at the bottom of the piece, our rating, missing context. Based on our research, we rate missing context the claim that Trump saluted the caskets of fallen U.S. service members while Biden checked his watch. What in the hell does Donald Trump have to do with this? The families of the dead soldiers who complained that Joe Biden kept checking his watch incessantly during the ceremony didn't say, Donald Trump never did that. Because their children, their loved ones, their family members did not die in a terrorist attack during Donald Trump's presidency. It happened on Joe Biden's watch. So there is no reason to bring Donald Trump into this except for the fact that the left can't help themselves. It's when your answer, when your rebuttal, when your response to any allegation is, but they did this, you don't really have a whole lot. You know, you don't really have a whole lot going on upstairs or going on in your life, really. The way Biden honored the 11 caskets presented at Dover Air Base with the hand over his heart was similar to how Trump paid respects to fallen service members during his presidency. However, Biden did check his watch at least three times, according to photos and video reviewed by USA Today. Several family members of fallen service members who attended the ceremony have criticized Biden for checking his watch. Now, that's the exact opposite of what the original fact check was. Again, back to the author's own Twitter feed. Biden checked his watch, but he did so after the ceremony had ended. Watch the video for yourself. And he links to the video, to the whole video. Did you not watch the video, Mr. Fact Checker? Because you had to change your stupid story to, and the video itself shows that he was checking the hell out of his watch during the ceremony. He was bored to tears. So what in the hell was it based on? How do you say, well, we've fact checked this thing? But you didn't fact check it. The link that you said, here, go ahead, watch for yourself. And that provides the evidence that you screwed up. Now, he then sent out a link to a backstory on how and why USA Today fact checks issues. He says, journalists and fact checkers are human. Yes, even me. We make mistakes. When we do, we correct them and try to make it right. When you do, you correct them and try to make it right. What took more than 24 hours to correct this? What took from September 1st to September 2nd in the afternoon to correct this? It is unambiguous. You, Daniel Funky, sent out the evidence yourself. You're the one who tweeted out the watch the whole video for finding out what's going on. You did that. I didn't do that. Nobody else did that. You did that. People were calling you out immediately because they said, no, this is not true. And it took you a full 24 hours to go, well, maybe I'll check out that video I sent out that I told people to check out. But if you're fact-checking the video, should you not have watched the video before then? No, he followed what the Democrats had been saying on social media. Joe Biden wasn't checking his watch. He's just stretching. He's just moving his hand. He's moving around. Every time he moves, he manages to make his left arm a little bit longer to pull that sleeve up above his watch and then turn his wrist to look at his watch. Now he's looking down and pretending like he's trying to do it on the sly. He's doing it in a way that is shows that he's cognizant that he shouldn't be doing it. He thinks he's getting away with it, but there's no question that he's doing it. There's no question he's sitting there. He's going, good God, can we just throw these people in the ground already? I've got something I want to do. The Blue Plate Special is coming up at 3:30. And if we're not there by 4, all the good booths are going to be taken. That's the president of the United States. That's what he's doing. That's why the families were bad. But here's a pro tip for you, Daniel Funky, and the editors over there, who apparently none of whom at USA Today bothered to fact check the fact checker or edit the fact checker. If you're fact checking multiple Gold Star family members on the worst day of their life, but if you find that the need to fact check them on that day, the problem is you. The problem is you. There's something fundamentally wrong with you, flawed inside of you. Either your parents loved you too much or didn't love you enough. They spanked you too much or didn't spank you enough. Whatever it is, there is something fundamentally wrong inside of you that you look at this and you say, how dare these people criticize a politician that I like? How dare they blame the politician responsible for the loss of their loved one, for the loss of their loved one? How dare they? I must set the record straight. If you find yourself in that position, throw your laptop into a full bathtub. If you can't do that, if you can't bring yourself to do that, resign. If you do what Daniel Funky did and get it so wrong as to embarrass yourself, your employer, and the institution in which you work, then definitely resign. They won't. They'll probably win awards. It's pathetic. I'm not talking about Joe Biden being senile and awful and rude. I don't think he's always senile. He's definitely losing it. But he was always dumb and kind of a jerk to begin with. So the anger is only amplified. The thing is that the signs of dementia just amplify what already was Joe Biden's existence. So it's hard to tell what's senility and what's just his total being a jerk. But for some weird reason, he likes to put himself in situations where he wasn't. He needs, and this is a sign of wild insecurity, just wild insecurity. You have to be wildly insecure to do this. He was talking to a group of people in the Tree of Life synagogue shooting, the mass shooting came up, and Joe Biden was apparently, he went there right after this. Listen to him.
It was, I remember spending time at, the Tree of Life synagogues.
He can't even spit it out. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, but he's trying to. He knows all the buzzwords, and he knows what liberals like to say and how they can really sort of ingratiate themselves to the people who love victimhood. The problem is that Joe Biden's never been to the Tree of Life synagogue. Now, no, Joe Biden has never been to the Tree of Life synagogue. Nobody on Joe Biden's staff ever can point out that he went there. Nobody at the Tree of Life synagogue can point out that they're denying, like, he's never been here. And he just said there's no reason whatsoever for Joe Biden to say this. None. It didn't matter. It wasn't relevant to the conversation at hand. It just makes Joe Biden seem more like a Johnny on the spot, a Chauncey Gardner, a Forrest Gump. And actually, in many ways, he is those people. But that's why he did it, just to make himself seem important. Because Joe Biden is wildly insecure, wildly insecure. And he lies about himself constantly because of that wild insecurity. It's pathetic, really, for an adult human being to do this, let alone the president of the United States. And he's unrepentant about it. And nobody on his staff is like saying, oh, he made a mistake or anything. They're just ignoring the whole thing because he's not only evil, he's an idiot. And I mean that in the nicest possible way. But he really is. He's just insane and wildly insecure. His penis must be microscopic. Anyway, that is all the time I have for today. I got to catch up on the news. I knew that stuff had happened, and I know there's just more of a mess going on out there. I'll get to all of it tomorrow. It's time to get back to the grind. Although, thank the Lord, it's only a 4-day weekend. Or 4-day week. Got a 4-day weekend. Ooh, I just turned myself on. Have a great Tuesday. I will see you guys tomorrow. Thanks for listening.